You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hi, guys. This is Kim Washington, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Hey, Erica, Tina, can you sing a song about little girls for me, please?
She was just 13, and I just don't think that she ever seen her own beauty. She didn't think she'd be anything, and that little girl, she used to be me.
Little girl.
That was Mary Mary with Little Girl, and you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fresh Start segment. I want to talk to you about something that's very personal to me. Today's Fresh Start segment is about reconstruction. I'm sure you're probably wondering, what does it mean to reconstruct? Well, reconstruction simply means build or form something again after it has been damaged or destroyed. Nehemiah 4:6 says, "So we built the wall, and the whole wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work." Over the last few years, I have been doing an extensive study on the book of Nehemiah and them rebuilding the wall in the scriptures. And I correlate it to my personal life. And I would venture to say that for the past 3, maybe 5 years, I have been in a cycle
of reconstruction. God has made me tear down many of the things that I've built up to help rebuild who He wants me to be. Now, I want to encourage you to know that you're not built to break, but God uses this opportunity to break you so that He can make you who He has purposed and planned for you to be. So let your renewal or this fresh start of your life be a time to allow God to take out, prune, pull up, root out all of those things that don't need to be there anymore. Reconstruction is not a bad thing, but it is a good thing. When we allow God to rebuild us or reconstruct us, we can see the fruit that we should be bearing. And that's our Fresh Start segment.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. And we are so excited to be with you on this Palm Sunday, the day that we cry, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We hope that you are enjoying this Passover season and remembering why we truly celebrate this time. Again, we are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Now, all month long, we have been celebrating Women's History Month. Women Who Changed the World has been our theme. We're highlighting and celebrating women past, present, and beyond. And we know you are going to enjoy today's very special guest. But first, here's Corinne Hawthorne with Unstoppable.
K-Classic.
Told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls that you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment. You are not alone. Have you ever felt like you were running so fast that you didn't have time to catch up with yourself? Or better yet, God? Could it be that we are afraid to spend time with God in fear of what we may discover? Well, in the book, Get Out of Your Head, author Jenny Allen talks about some of the reasons we fear spending time alone with God. Yeah, right. Quiet time with God? Have you seen my schedule? I'm not much of a space and solitude kind of person. I go crazy if it's too quiet. I'm sure God has better things to do than help me with my little problems. I don't have time to slow down. I'll feel better when I get through my to-do list. A friend reached out to me not long ago. She was spinning so fast emotionally that you could see it affecting her physically. I placed my hands on the outsides of her arms as if to hold her up or hold her still as she spoke. Her marriage was in knots. One of her kids was acting out. Her pace of life was making her crazy. A misunderstanding had caused a rift between her and a dear friend. I listened to her describe these struggles, and I knew I did not hold the power to stop her spinning in that moment. While there were a dozen or more practical problems to untangle, before any of that, she needed the only thing that could bring peace. "I love you," I said, as I looked into her eyes, "but you need Jesus right now." Yes, there would be time for us to connect. Yes, I would help in any way I could. Yes, my friend would need the support of her people as she navigated the path ahead. But now, first, while the rotations were coming fast and furious, she needed to be alone with God. She needed what only Jesus gives. I said, "Right now, I am going to leave you, and you spend 30 minutes alone with God." She said she would. In the stillness and quiet, not only do we connect with God, but we are also able to more clearly identify what is wrong. Recognizing our spirals and naming them is the first step in interrupting them. She had been spinning and desperate and dying for answers, yet when I checked in 24 hours later, the only thing she had to report to me were the 20 reasons that time alone with God just hadn't happened. Oh, and I get it. I am the same way. Why is the simplest, best thing for our souls, long-term health, so crazy difficult to do? I'll tell you, because real, connected, intimate time with Jesus is the very thing that grows our faith, shifts our minds, brings about revival in our souls, and compels us to share Jesus with others. It's where the spiral stops. To put it plainly, all hell is against us meeting with Jesus. So, friends, I invite you today to take the next step with Jesus. Allow him to pour into your hearts and minds so that your journey eternally leads you to him. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. And Deanne and I, again, are so excited to have you join us on this beautiful last Sunday of March. Can you believe it, Deanne? We are almost out of March. It's like the year is flying by.
Right. No, I cannot believe we are almost out of March, Emily. Thursday is April 1st. Oh, my goodness. Wow. And people are out
so
here.
So just FYI, no joke on April 1st. This is not that time.
April
Fool's Day jokes, right?
Oh, yeah. So all of last year was like one big April Fool's. Actually, we're still kind of going through that. So, yeah, no April Fool's jokes. Unless you just need some type of humor, I hope you can find it.
But, right.
Yeah. You know, people are out here. I'm noticing people are out and about a little bit more. I haven't become vaccinated yet, but I know more and more people are. The day in Texas for everyone for it to kind of open up for people, what is it, 16 and older? That's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to become, I'm going to get vaccinated. I'm not sure exactly when. I know my husband, he's like, let's do it this week. But I'm excited about that because, and it's funny because Emily, I go in these meetings with people now and they're like, I'm vaccinated, so, you know, we can meet. And I'm like, okay, like, so that's a new thing. Like, if you're not vaccinated, stay away from me.
Well, yeah. You know, if the president and the vice president still wear a mask and they're both vaccinated, things that make you go,
Right. Like, we still need to kind of protect ourselves here. But it's just so funny because they'll say, I'm vaccinated, so, you know, we can meet. I'm like, okay. But I'm not, so.
Okay, let's clear up any confusion.
Right, at least not yet. Or they'll tell
because
me to go away.
Because you have received the vaccine, just because you received the vaccine does not mean
you don't get corona. Yeah.
So yeah. From getting COVID-19. It is to prevent you from other complications due to, like, for example, going to the hospital.
Dying.
Because of
COVID-19.
Yeah. So you understand everything.
Right.
Your vaccination, you in complete freedom.
Yes. And if you're still in it, right, and if you're still on the fence about it, you know, just pray about it. Some people, I know we're fearful of science or we're, I'm not going to say fearful, we're leery of science. You know, you don't have to go get it tomorrow as soon as it opens up, but, you know, consider it seriously because God gifts the doctors as well. So I don't look at it as, this is just people doing this and that and they're trying to do wrong. You know, there are professional, medical professionals who are very much believers and they are not trying to hurt you. So, you know, pray about it. If that's your choice to not get it, then that's your choice, but pray about it. And if it is, then that's great, you know, and hopefully we can all get out of this pandemic very soon and start seeing each other and hugging each other and doing the things that we're used to doing as people.
Yes, because I am a hugger, and it has killed me the last three. Excuse me, not killed me, but it has hurt my heart to not be able to hug anybody. Oh,
I know. That affection, human affection goes a long way. I mean, that's probably why a lot of us have so much anxiety and other issues going on. We haven't touched anybody. Yeah.
Yep. So how about the NAACP Image Awards? Did you catch those last night?
You know, I caught some of it. We're kind of watching this NCAA tournament here in our house. Go Cougs, U of H. All right. There we go. Gave my shout out on TSU. I miss you in there. But I did catch some of it, and what I did not catch, and of course I don't know, I don't think they showed this on television. But one of my favorite social media personalities won an award. Did you? I don't know if you caught that, Emily. Do you know?
I caught it. I saw that it happened. It was
Tabitha Brown.
Tabitha Brown. Yes.
Yes, I like her. She's growing on me. She's really.
Yeah, I do catch a lot of her different commercials and different things that are on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. And she does a lot of paid partnerships with different companies, like with the apple cider vinegar gummies and things like that. And she's vegan. She's just a very cool person.
Yeah, I like her whole personality. It's like, you know, it's like down home, down south. And
what touched my heart was when they did the
just because you're having a bad one. But yes, I like that. I like it.
Well, what touched my heart was when they did the Best Actor and Chadwick Boseman. But we'll catch up on all of the discussion on the NAACP Image Awards because we have someone with us who is absolutely fantastic and amazing and an unstoppable woman, like the song we just played by Corinne Hawthorne. I'm just looking so forward to getting an opportunity to meet her in person. This is the incomparable, the amazing Casey Fox. Welcome. Let's welcome her to the Brand New Day family. Good evening.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, let me just start off by saying thanks for having me. When Emily reached out, I was like, sure, of course, because I know that everything she touches is gold. And I had an opportunity to listen to some of your other shows, and I really like what you're doing. So congratulations for owning your space and using your voice for good. I love that.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm not gonna cry. Oh, God. So let's go ahead and just dive in. So tell our listening audience a little bit about what you do and how you were inspired to do it.
Oh, boy. That's one of those questions that I get often. And a lot of times I have to take a step back and I'm like, Casey, do you know what you do? Like, is your brand solid? And it is. It's just that it's ever evolving. And so sometimes it's really hard for me to explain what I do because so much of what I do is cross-sectional. But just to give you guys an idea of the foundation of what I do, you know, more than 50% of my life has been embedded in media and doing media from different, you know, on different levels. And I started out, I'm going to date myself here, but I had my very first job in television in 1996. So that will give you a little bit of reference of how long that has been the fundamental of what it is that I do. And so that morphed into a lot of different things. It's like, you know, a lot of times you have to continue to, I call it branch off and have different branches to your rooting. And that's pretty much what I did. Media has always been my rooting. But 6 years ago, I launched and built my own crisis communication firm. And with that, I found a way to bridge a lot of the skills that I had from traditional media, a lot of the technology skills that I have, and a lot of the emergency management skills that I have. And I created the Vault Media and Crisis Communication Firm. And my primary client at the time that I launched it 6 years ago was the professional athlete. I was helping them navigate crises, working with attorneys, helping them with their media planning and being a resource for them. I really enjoy working with the rookies through their rookie transition. And so that's kind of how it started. And I started to add additional service. So I got into the political space and have been doing a lot of civil rights work with that. And so the company is consistently growing. We're now starting to do investigations so that we won't have to hire our subcontract outside investigators, in a lot of the cases and different things like that. So it's ever evolving. I actually own 3 businesses, but that one, I think, A, it's the one that I've had the longest and the largest. I have, it's a small business. I have 7 employees, so it's not a lot of us. And and then I also do a lot of collaborative work. But I just recently started my own film and production company, and it is called Blue Yams. And so, again, very cross-sectional. The type of content that we're making has to do with things that I'm very familiar, very passionate about, like women's rights, human rights, social justice, civil rights, and anything that will advance the next woman of color. And so we tell those types of stories. So it's all very cross-sectional. And I'm a firm believer in people evolving in that way, you know, and helping people figure out the skill, you know, what to do with the skills that they have. If you feel like you've run into a brick wall, what is it that I can do to not, I hate the word recreate myself or reinvent, because that's not what you're doing. You're growing, right, you're growing, and you should always be growing in a horizontal fashion as opposed to a vertical fashion. So you need to be finding those horizontal branches to grow off of what you've already invested into yourself instead of just going straight up and then hitting a ceiling there.
Right, right. So we know that you're also called the Lady General. This is Deanne, by the way. How you doing?
Hi, Deanne. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. So we also are know General. How did that name come about?
Let's see if I get my dates right, because I'm a date person. I'm a history buff, so this had to be in 2014. I was asked to come on a radio show, and I went onto the show, and I was talking to the host of the show, and she was getting to know me, and you know, in that conversation, she learned that I had done that I had served in the United States military. And I was talking to her about what that experience was like and what I had done in the military and how I used those same skills to apply them to a civilian sector, thus creating the Lady General Foundation, which is a foundation specifically for minority girls between the ages of 9 and 17. And when I told her that, and I told her some of the things that I had done in combat when I was deployed, she just thought it was the most bizarre thing she had ever heard of. She said, you just don't look like you would have been wearing combat boots and having 180 rounds of ammo strapped to your chest, you know, executing prisoner transfers. She's like, you're so much of a lady, but you're a general. And I BS you not. That's how I got that moniker. It was given to me by a radio host, and she gave it to me organically just by getting to know me, and I asked for her permission to take it and run with it because I thought it was so much power in that, and she gave me the thumbs up, and ever since, that's who I've been.
Wow. I like that. And now we know that you're a big advocate of female empowerment. Are there specific areas, would you say, that we as women strongly need to advocate? I know you have the social justice program. Is that an area, you know, that you would recommend that we get involved in? And when I say we, I mean from a standpoint of what you're most experienced in. Is that something that you, an area that you see lacking women being advocated for?
Yes, I do. That's a really good question, because there is so much work that needs to be done as it relates to women. And I want to be clear, I love all women of all races, and you know, but my focus is specifically Black women. I wanted to be very clear on that. And what I've learned through my philanthropic work and my for-profit work is that you have to be very specific and intentional when you take on these missions or these jobs, right?
Right.
Or these jobs, these purposes.
Yeah.
You can't really, there's no room for error when we have these serious subject matters. So you have to be extremely niche in what it is you're approaching. So I would say, as far as what should we be focused on, or, you know, where we need the help as it relates to empowering women, I think you need to follow your heart, because and then pick that very specific niche. So if young women that are trying to overcome economic disparity, that's how specific it needs to be, then that's an area you need to work in. Or if it's young women or any women of age that need help reentering a safe place to work and live out of domestic abuse or sexual abuse, that needs to be stated specifically like that. You know, and so I chosen specifically to hang my hat on female leadership. And the reason that is so important to me is because, again, if you have a shaky foundation, then your branches are going to be weak. So we can't really talk about getting into these really specific niches if we don't have women leading the charge. So first, we need to make sure we have the right women leading the charge. Once we are rooted in that, then we can go on to these very niche areas that require or demand our attention in order to truly empower women. Because what we need is staying power.
Yeah.
And so, and, you know, you have to be very solid in that. That's not something that can waver. There's too much at stake. There's no room for error because someone else is waiting for us to jack it up so that they can have a reason to discount us anyway, no matter if it's healthcare, politics, law, you know, entertainment. They want to discredit you. They don't want you to have that ultimate power. And the ultimate power is at the root. If we're not running things, if it's not our table and we've just been invited, then we failed.
Yes.
It needs to be our table. And so I've chosen to the beginning and lay most of my interest, 99% of it, in creating female leaders in every industry. And once we get that done, it's only up from there. You just put the right people in place and you keep passing the baton on to the next woman.
That's amazing. And we know that with those types of things, there's always influences that have helped to shape and develop who we are. And so my question to you is, who was your biggest female influence growing up?
Okay, that's a very good question. As far as just, because it's not a person, it's more of the experience that influenced me. But if we want to talk about just values, people, behavior changes. Your behaviors change. That's all situational. Your perspective changes over the years. That's situational. But most of the time, people's values don't change.
Right.
That's pretty much going to be whatever it is. And that came from my grandmother who raised me. And so that would be, if we're picking a person that helped to lay some of the fundamentals that would never change no matter what situation I'm in, then that would be my grandmother. As far as specific influence along my journey, it's been more of experience than a person. Things that I've experienced, people that I've experienced, obstacles that I've experienced that have influenced me one way or another, if that makes sense.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. So my next question is, what was the inspiration behind your new forthcoming book, General Facts?
Oh, yes. Okay, general facts. So I'm so excited about this book because it's so different and unique. And I used to write, well, I still do, but it started with me writing quotes, original quotes, on my Twitter account. And because I'm the Lady General, I call them general facts. These are general facts to me based upon my experience, you know. And we've already talked about, we just talked about how my experiences influenced me. So a friend of mine that you all probably know, Dr. Katrina Pullum, one of my Timmy Fox, you need to put these things in a book. And I said, you think so? She was like, yes, because they're just one-liners, but they pack a lot of power, and people need to hear that. And I said, well, sometimes it's just my own space of communicating. It's not really for anyone else. It's just some of my random thoughts. Sometimes they would come to me in the middle of the night. And I said, so I need to figure out a way how to make that make sense to a reader. And so what I did with this book was, let me back up a minute. I'm a very practical person, and that's one of the leadership strategies that I teach. I don't believe in reading anything in a book, and that's it. I believe everything requires a practical application because that's the way we train in the military, and those are tactics that I know for sure work. I'm a skeptic, so... And I spent some time doing, you know, managing a team of engineers in broadcast television. So everything had to be tested and proven, if that makes sense. So yeah. What I did with this book was, so I dropped these general facts on people. I don't ever want someone to think I'm about fluff because I hate fluff. I'm a woman of substance, right? And so yeah. I said I have to tell a story of how this fact became a fact to me. So I'll give you an example of how it would read in the book. One of my favorite ones is business is not about doing business. It's about doing relationships. So, you know, I'll post that on Twitter and people will retweet it and they'll repost it on Facebook. But what does that really mean? So, you know, you'll see that fact as the chapter title, and then I will tell you a story of what I experienced that brought me to realize that. The whole book is about revelations for me, things that reveal to me through experiences and how I handled it. So if you come to that chapter and the fact is, you know, business is not about doing business, it's about doing relationships, I tell you a story of how that was revealed to me and how I handled that. You know, what happened. And the book just goes on and on. Another one that's my favorite, no one woman is greater than her team. And then I tell you why that's a fact. And that's what the book is. So it was actually Dr. Katrina was like, you know, these facts pack a lot of power. You need to put them in a book. But then I had to, because I'm such a practical thinker, I needed to make it make sense for my reader and not just be full of fluff. I need you to understand why this is important and how to apply it through a story that you can relate to a human being, because we all know that the most relatable stories is stories that have a face attached to them.
Absolutely.
So yes. That was the inspiration for that book. You know what? Back to Emily's original question, what do you do? Now that I'm more that I think about it, if I had to just pick one word, I think I'm a teacher. I'm an instructor at the core.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really about knowledge for me, you know, giving people information to help them advance in multiple ways. So that was the inspiration for General Facts, and it is on pre-order now. I'm super excited about it, and I've got 3 follow-up projects coming that I'm super excited about. There's a 6 series box set that I'm putting out, and I'll just give you the title of the first one. It's the Field Training Manual to Becoming a Senior Executive. And again, these are all things that I learned in the military that I found a way to apply to the civilian sector that we've tested and proven through case studies. So I know it works. And this project has been in the works for 10 years because I needed to show through case study that it was proven. And it took me that long to roll through different iterations of case studies so that people could understand that what I was teaching is fact.
Yeah. Yeah. And, y'all, I'm just going to tell you what I love about KC. I just met KC about a month ago. And one of the things that I love about her is that I was praying the week that I met her online, virtually, that I was like, Lord, I had a project, and I said, Lord, I don't think I can do this by myself. Can you please bring about someone who can help me, who can help me do this? And here KC was. Like, I was just like, okay, answer prayers right away. And so I'm just, KC, you just don't know what a light you are, and maybe you do, to so many people. And my next question is, during the vice presidential debate, then Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris had to quickly remind then Vice President Mike Pence that she was speaking. Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. How can we help others to stop minimizing the voices of women?
You do exactly what Vice President Harris did, which is check it on the spot. I'll give you, because again, I'm a practical person. Yesterday, was it yesterday? Because I haven't slept yet. Yesterday, we did the street unveiling, the renaming of the street unveiling of to Botham John Boulevard, which was formerly South Lamar Street. And we were at a VIP private reception, and we were all sitting and talking and eating in this one little area. I'm going to tell you who was in this area. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, civil rights attorney Daryl Washington, another civil rights attorney who I had just met, his name escapes me, President of the Next Generation Action Network, Dominique Alexander, who's a great friend of mine. And I think his VP was there, Damian Crenshaw. I think that was it. So this guy walks up, and then there was me. And we were all talking. And this guy walks up, and he asked to take a picture of this group that I was sitting with. And he said, hey, gentlemen, can I get a picture? And I said, no, you cannot until you address the lady that's sitting in this group as well. So go back and start over. And, you know, none of the guys I was sitting with were surprised at all. They, you know, we all work together and know each other very well. But this other guy, he didn't know, so he had to be put on notice. And he corrected the measure. And after that, I pulled him to the side and said, you need to be very careful with your words. And that happens to me a lot because most of the time I am in male-dominated rooms. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they just have to be reminded that they're in mixed company, mixed professional company. And so it's not anything remotely, you know, resembling what that debate was like when she had to stop Pence, say, I'm talking, because he interrupted her. But it was still that dismissive type of speech.
Exactly.
So
right.
What we have to do is not go home and stew about it, not go to Twitter and tweet about it. We have to check it on the spot. Sometimes it's ignorance, sometimes it's misogyny, and sometimes it may be just an honest mistake, but that holds no bearing on our response to it. Our response to it should be universal and consistent, and that's to check them on the spot.
Definitely.
Then we go to Twitter and tweet about it. any kind of program to set them on the spot.
Right. Right.
I love it. You have to, because it will get out of hand and they'll keep perpetuating the ignorance or the stupidity.
And then other women, then you provide a voice for other women who decide, you know, then I won't put up with this as well. So then you'll stop some of the movements that we have when there's women who will sexually speak up for themselves and others.
Exactly. Absolutely. We have to make sure that we've got that 360-degree circle going. And we're closing those loops. And, you know, to that same point, if we see that happening to another woman, feel free to intervene. And then after that person is checked, encourage her, hey, you know, keep your eyes and ears open for stuff like that. Don't allow someone to disregard you or dismiss you, even if it's not intentional. You know, we have to continue to create spaces to have those conversations with each other as well.
Yes. I remember when I met, when Ms. Cicely Tyson came to a school I was working at, and the cameraman, he kept referring to us as guys. He said, guys, come over here. You can come over here. We're going to take a picture over here. We're going to go over here. And she stopped him and she said, excuse me, we are not guys. We are ladies. And she turned around and she told us, don't ever let anyone call you guy or guys. You are ladies. So, yes, definitely.
Exactly.
We have to speak up for one another.
Yes.
Exactly. I love that.
And so, yes, that's Queen Cicely. She, when she rests in power, she always made sure to do exactly what you said, check things from the beginning. And so we just wanted to, I just have one more question that I want to ask you, because I know you've had a very, very long weekend. We also know that you have a nonprofit organization, the Ladies General Foundation, and you've already stated that your assignment is to help create the next generation of female leaders. But we want to be supportive as a Brand New Day family. So how can our listening audience assist you with this amazing endeavor? Because we know that it takes resources of all kinds to take care of the things that we do philanthropically.
Absolutely. Oh, this is probably my favorite question, because I'm so passionate about this entity of my existence. It's probably single-handedly the most important thing to me in my life outside of God and family. And that is because, again, if we can set the foundation, all of the branches will root up. It's natural progression of things for the branches to root up, as long as we keep everything watered and moving in a fashion to where things, you know, the fashion that things grow naturally. So what the listening audience can do, first of all, visit our website and look at the work that we're doing. Read about the number of minority girls, young women that we have impacted across the world, not just in Texas, not just in the surrounding cities, not just nationally, even abroad, and so that you can understand how big the vision is. The next thing that I would like everyone to do is donate to the foundation. And the reason, what we're attempting to raise funds for now is one of our flagship programs is a summer camp that we do every year. 2020 was the first year that we didn't do it because of the pandemic. But we are working to build our own campsite, our own facilities. And so we are crowdfunding for that. So check the website for how you can get involved in that. We really have to create our own spaces And so those are ways that you can help. And, of course, if you know a young woman, she doesn't even have to show leadership qualities. I promise you, if you send her to me, when she returns to you, you won't recognize her. So those are some of the ways that you can help, get involved, give back. And if you have young aspiring generals in training, send them our way. Have them join our leadership breakout sessions that we've been doing to navigate the pandemic. We're doing those online 2 or 3 times a quarter. You can follow us on Facebook at the Lady General Foundation, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Everything is the Lady General Foundation.
And what age do the young ladies have to be?
For the standard leadership program, we take them from 9 years old up until they're 17 years old. We do have some continuing education programs, but for this specific mission, for the flagship program, 9 years old is the youngest and 17 is the oldest.
Awesome. I got one more year.
For the program. Sure.
Okay, I got one more year for my baby. All right.
Oh, yes, we will be excited. I promise you she will have a great time. And, you know, we really pride ourselves on becoming very visible, tangible beings in their lives on and on. We have some lady generals that came through our program at 16, and now they're 25, and we still work with them. And that is very important. So it's lifelong relationships. I'm really big on relationships, lifelong relationships and lifelines for them once they come through this program. And then they know that their number one task once they are aged out, so to speak, of the program is to pass the baton and help create the next female leader. They know that.
Beautiful.
So that's a very powerful, evolving organization, and I thank you guys for supporting it, and I thank you guys for having me on to have this conversation. And anytime you want me to come back, you know, it's just a phone call away.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. KC, I feel like I have known you. I've just probably shared this with you. I feel like I've known you forever, and we have never physically laid eyes on each other. Well, we did, but we missed each other in the process during the play that your life story was a part of.
Right. Yes. Oh, my God, guys. As soon as this I don't know if you guys are getting vaccinated or whatever, but as soon as this thing settled down, I want to personally have both of you. Before the pandemic, I hosted what we call the General's Brunch, and mm-hmm. I would take 50 women to brunch with me. And
wow.
It was just for me to treat them and then for them to have that physical connection with me, because I really, so believe it or not, I don't like social media because I'm a very in-person, in-your-face type.
Yes.
But I've learned to use it because it's just a way of life now. But I'm really big
right.
on building substantial relationships and truly networking with people. So we launched the General's Brunch, and I have a lot of followers and fans online that always would say, I wish I could just talk to you in detail. And so I was like, well, why can't you? And they was like, I mean, because you're you. And I'm like, right, so why can't we go eat and talk and, you know, fellowship with each other? So we created the General's Brunch. And so I take 50 women to brunch once a quarter. And for as soon as we ramp back up, you guys shoot me an email, and I want you to be my 2 personal VIP guests at the next General's Brunch. So that we can close.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We gotta close this loop, and we have to make sure that as leaders we're accessible to women who are on their way up the leadership chain, and we can't keep doing that over the computer.
I totally agree. KC, we thank you so much for joining us, and we appreciate you being a part, and you're always welcome
here on Brand New Day. So I hope you have a great rest of your evening, and we'll post, you know, social media handles, because I want to make sure that people get connected with your nonprofit and what Sisters of the Movement is doing.
Absolutely. Bless you, sisters. I love you. Have a great week.
You too. Love you too.
You too. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We would love to hear your questions and comments. Again, we thank the amazing Lady General Casey Fox for joining us on this evening. Here's Deborah Cox with Beautiful You Are.
Hi, this is Tara Robinson, the founder of the Black Heart Association, and you're listening to It's a Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Send your last breath.
Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
That was Tamala Mann with Touch From You. It is time for the Live Smart segment on Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. March is National Kidney Month, and the National Kidney Foundation is calling on all Americans to take 5 healthy steps for their kidneys. The kidneys are the body's chemical factories, filtering waste and performing vital functions that control things like red blood cell production and blood pressure. But over time, the kidneys can become damaged with little or no physical symptoms to warn you that kidneys are in trouble. Of the 26 million American adults estimated to have kidney disease, most do not know they have it. That's why taking care of your kidneys is especially important if you are not sure you are at risk for kidney disease. There are a few simple things people can do to keep their kidneys healthy and strong. So I want to challenge you to get tested. Reduce non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Cut the processed foods. Exercise regularly. And last but not least, control blood pressure and diabetes. Doing these 5 things will help you to combat kidney disease or reduce your risk of kidney disease. Throughout National Kidney Month, the National Kidney Foundation is offering free kidney health screenings through the Keep Healthy program. To locate a Keep Healthy screening near you or to learn more about the kidneys and risk factors for kidney disease, visit www.kidney.org/keephealthy. That's our Live Smart segment.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I remember Saturdays helping Mama in the kitchen. Conversations, frying, baking, passing down the wisdom. She said, "Baby girl, you're a queen, and this is how you should be treated." Words she washed with tears and planted in my soul. Can we just go back to the simple kind of living? Can we just go back and maybe start from the beginning? Back to better days when love was for the giving. Can we just go back to the way we were? Mama said there was a time when brothers were each other's keepers. Sisters held each other close till there was nothing left between them. Back when a song was a song, you could sing along. Didn't matter how long, just as long as spoke to you, sung to you. Do you know what I mean?
Trying This is Coach A from Wise Money Mindset, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was Cece Winans with Mama's Kitchen, and you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3434. Deanna and I want to talk a little bit to you about who's mentoring you. So, Deanne, who's mentoring you?
Oh, goodness sake. <Let's see>. Well, my mama used to, but nowadays, you know, I'm just kind of open to, in a sense, to just kind of listening to the advice of those who have gone through it or who are a little bit wiser or older than I am. I try to. My sister, sometimes she is that person. But one of the reasons why we explored this topic this week, I know Emily, she has a mentor, right? Who's mentoring you, Emily?
Well, I do have quite a few mentors, but including my mother, who has gone on to be with the Lord like yours. But Dr. Deborah Ezell has been mentoring me since I was, I would say, 22. So it's important to have people in your life who can pour into you and, you know, steer you off the rails when you're going off the spin. But that relationship can be mutually beneficial because the scripture says iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
And so mentor-mentee relationships don't have to be one-sided. They can be beneficial, if that makes sense.
Definitely. And one of the reasons why I was saying a little earlier that we brought up the topic is because in Women's History Month, we thought it was very important that every woman has a mentor or some woman who they can talk to on a friendly basis, but also one who, as Emily said, can pour into them, who can help lead them and steer them in the right direction. We all need that woman in our lives, and we need to listen when they speak. Sometimes the words that come out of our friends or our mentors' mouths are golden words, and they are words that you can live by. And so find you a good mentor. We talked about it in our women's Bible study earlier this week. They thought I was a little younger than I was. They thought I was in my 20s. I was like, I wish. Not from the standpoint of going through all this stuff again, but in terms of like feeling and physical,
that part.
They were like, oh, she's a good one to mentor. Okay, I don't mind being mentored, but I'm not 20. I probably is. I might have had some stuff happening that y'all ain't had happen yet. But anyway, I digress. But yes, having someone that you could talk to, iron sharpens iron, definitely. But we need to build bridges, not walls, get connected. You know, our Lady General just invited us to her brunch, which is awesome because social media will only take you so far. And it's great to have those relationships with other women on social media. That's awesome if you have them. But also get to know some in person. You know, spend a little time either talking on the phone, meeting for lunch or brunch, and get to know another lady. And open your mind up because God made us to live known and loved lives, not to live isolated and to feel shamed or any of those things. We need to get out and meet other people. Right, Emily?
Absolutely. And, you know, a relationship that comes to mind when I think about mentorship, I think about Ruth and Naomi.
Yeah.
And how when Ruth's husband
Naomi's son died, she said, "Your people are my people.
My people.
Your God is my God."
My God. Yeah.
And so that mentorship led her to Boaz.
Yes.
And Boaz
definitely
is the father of Jesse.
Jesse. And Jesse is the father of David and son. Yeah.
Absolutely,
so
and that is lineage which our Lord and Savior has been known to come from as we prepare to celebrate the resurrection of our Savior and Lord on next Sunday. I know that maybe you may not celebrate in the way that, I mean, we know that Christians and Jewish people are Messianic Jewish. They celebrate the tradition of Passover. I embrace Passover because it's part of the whole religious aspect of the holiday. Because I'll be honest, listeners, Easter doesn't come out of my mouth, and I want you to challenge you guys because. So I want you to take a look into scripture in the book of Acts and see where you can find it and then do some studying on it so you can find out what Easter really actually derives from. So we got a little Bible challenge going, right?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yes. And also Titus 2, Titus 2, that's what our mentorship, our mentoring topic comes from. And so we got a couple Bible challenges. Go read Titus 2, too. I'll also kind of reflect on it a little bit in Fearless Families as well. But, yes, definitely. Hey, we're around here encouraging some BTU, some Bible training going on because we can't get nowhere if we don't actually invest some time in God's Word. And we'll be stuck in the same place, repeating the same stuff over and over again.
That part. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Yay. Hey, y'all. So we have had a great night talking to Ms. Casey Fox about her organization and her work in the community and basically how she is a mentor. And how she creates mentors and builds leaders. And we also just briefly talked about it. And we talked about not going alone. We got God earlier in our Renewed Heart segment, go with God. So right now we're going to talk about been there, done that. Now, look, I've been married for nearly 13 years, and that's not a very long time in comparison to some of our much older relationships. Some people that I've known, my parents were married over 30 years before my mom passed away. And I just want to say how it's very important for us as women especially to find other ladies who are married. Or who, if you're single, if they are married and you're trying to get married, to find a connection there. One of the things that I learned very early on is that I don't know everything. And even now, I don't know everything. I am struggling sometimes with balancing it all. But I think that it's important for women who are trying to get married, women who are trying to get out here in this world and date, listen to some of your ladies. Listen. You know, I know we focus on children a lot of times and some every now and then spouses, but it is a journey to get to being a married woman. It is. It is one that is not an easy journey. And so I ask that you find a lady in your life who is already there, who's already where you want to be, who
is a good influence, not someone who's going to give you some bad advice, but find someone who's a good influence who reads from the word and who actually applies the word in her life, and attach yourself to her. Find out some of the things that she does or some of the things that work for her. And I'm not saying that that's something that you have to do, but like we were talking about Naomi and Ruth, look into that. Look at that relationship. Actually, go read Ruth. Read Ruth. So, been there, done that. To write a book about it, I mean, I've had the issues of being a single woman, and I know it's no joke, y'all. Emily, is it a joke?
Nope.
I know it's not.
Nope.
So, it gets
a little bit more cumbersome the older you get.
I know it is. But one of the things that I learned, like I said early, is to kind of get in with some women, some couples that were a good influence to us and to me specifically, because I think I might have needed a little bit more. So, done that. Look at some of that. And then if you're considering getting into a relationship with someone, and especially because this pandemic thing, hopefully it'll be over soon, and you can really get out here and start dating. Consider relationship counseling before you even go into the premarital and the this and that. Consider relationship counseling. Think about, do we even need to be together in the first place? Are we wasting our time? Are we spinning our wheels? And then go from there. That will eliminate a lot of your problems. And then,
that's another show topic.
Yeah, we could do that. We could talk about that real soon, because I know there's some women out there who are looking to be married and to address this. So maybe we should,
who are looking.
Yeah, we're going to help, because I understand.
Right, because we could talk about it from a single perspective and a married perspective on that thing. So we hope and pray that you are blessed by this week's awesome Fearless Family segment with Deanne.
Yes.
Thank you so much. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Listen, dear, I realize that you've been hurt deeply, because I've been there. But regardless to who, what, why, when, and where, we're all precious in His sight. And a rose is still and always will be a rose.
Insecure. Then you came with your sticky
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.